Rory Yakovich. So Pilchers is English with the Philly Illustrative, you're sure followed. Okay, Ramosi, today we start June's man. Before Yontif, we're going to have Yana Diom of Sfiras HaOmer and Shavuos. And then afterwards, I'm going to start with my Shavuos night packet about disposable things and see how far that gets us. And then we'll see from there. Okay? So the minhag is we begin with the Niggun. Okay, Mordechai, are you in America now?
Yes, unfortunately, I wasn't able to make it this morning. I
Okay,
just got
where
back.
are you?
We'll try to get there tomorrow morning.
Okay, tomorrow's 11 o'clock.
11 o'clock. That should be better.
Today is just an exception because I have to give another share. And tomorrow's 11 o'clock. Okay, Shimi, you Jonah, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Okay, you have a camera? We'd love to see you.
Yeah, in a few
It's
minutes.
supposed to be at the graduation. I mean, at least at the beginning of the Kabbalah's Panim of the graduation, I should say. Okay. Okay, we begin this man with the Niggun, and then we'll go right into the Rabbia. Kavinu k'rav barachamo chamerachem rachem aleinu v'sein milibeinu Amirachem, Rachem, Aleinu, Vishay, Milibeinu, Vino, Salmu Torasecha Biava Lishma Vilmaudu Eineinu yisarasecha v'da
Wait. Wait.
Okay, the Gemara, the Masechta Menachos, and Samech Vav Amud Aleph says, Yochol Yiktzor V'Yispor Ve'Emosai She'Yitza Yavi. You might think that you could cut the Seorim and count, and then bring it. Got it? Okay. So Torah. So the Gemara on Samech Vav Amud Aleph says. The Ksiris HaOmer is Balayla, and the Sfiras HaOmer is Balayla, and the bringing of the Omer is the daytime, because all Karbanos you bring in the daytime. So that's the question. So why do we have Sfira at night? Shouldn't Sfira be? So that's why that's what Shefto always points out. The Gemara says it's because of Tmimos. Because Rav Shechel likes to point out that the only time the Gemara uses the Tmimos to be a halachic imperative is the question of counting at night or counting in the day. There's all these other things that we have about Tmimos that all you all know about, that if you forget one night or there was Shavuos, we daven late. All these things that we hear about are, as Rav Shechter pointed out, those are all later chumras that were by Rishonim, by Achronim. But the only, as Rav Shechter pointed out, the only usage of the concept of Tmimos that's actually in Gemara is the idea of Sfira Balayla. Because this way, if you count Balayla, so then it's a whole full day. You have the night part and then the day part. It's not going to work with Mafreya. So if you count so you're in the daytime, you miss the whole night beforehand. If you count at night, then you get the night and then you get, and it's Chal for the next day. But it's not going to be Chal and Mafreya. So therefore, that's why you count Sfira Balayla. Now take a look in Tosis, and the big Tosis there, Samach Vavam Ra'alef. He says, Zechel HaMikdash, Nir B'Safik HaSheikha Yochel Levarich, that you can even make a brach on Sfira at Beit HaShemashos. Safik HaSheikha. Ve'ein Tzarek L'Hamtim Adji Evadai Laila. Ke'even Shu Sveikha D'Rabbanan. Because it's Safik D'Rabbanan L'Kula. So therefore, you can even count Sfira. Sfira is only a Derabbanan. So therefore, Lagabi Sfira, we could consider Bein HaShemashos already as Laila. And you could even make a bracha. And then he says a third thing. Go to Omer da'afilu bayom somuch l'chafsheicha adif mishum tamimus. And maybe it's even better to what? To count when? Before Bein HaShemashos, in the day, in the previous day. So it was at the end of the day, if you count then you'll get the whole day in. Because if Bein HaShemashos is Laila, and you counted 10 minutes into Bein HaShemashos, you missed 10 minutes of the Tmimos. But if you would count at when it's like in the daytime, before then, say, question, when is Bein HaShemashos? Say, if your whole Bein HaShemashos is by Shkia, like the Gra. So then if you count before Shkia, that's even better. But then he says, Vein Nira. Because the nice, Gemara says you count Balayla. So it would be a nice idea to say that you could even count Sphere in the daytime, but the mice it's better to count. And then the question is, are you even Yotze? Because he, on one hand, he thought that that it's even better to count Bayom, but in other words, it might be better or it might be nothing. You understand? Because on one hand, you'll get a whole Tmimus. But on the other hand, you might get nothing. Right, but first, second of you missing the... you understand? In other words, you're missing... Whenever you start counting, that's going to take you whatever. So you're missing though. But if you count before, then the time that you can...
Once you start, right.
Right. But that's a chiddush. That's Tosis, yeah. But it could be for counting, you should count to Mimos, and therefore there it's the cursing or davening, whatever, in the time. But and then he says lo nira. He doesn't like it. So, but it's interesting, if you look at Shulchan Aruch for a second, just take a look at Shulchan Aruch. What page is the Shulchan Aruch? What page? You have the Shulchan Aruch here? Page 17. Look what it says in Shulchan Aruch. He says, in Tol B'Yom HaMe'una, it was a cloudy day, and they made a mistake. They thought it was already dark. Uberchu al Sfiris HaOmer Chosum L'Spor Mishetech Shach. V'amedaktikim Enim Sofer Matzeis HaChachovim V'chein Roy Lassos. And Magen Avraham says, in Tol Sofer Ben HaShmoshes Yotza. But the medaktikim wait till Tzeis HaKachovim, but really you could do it before. You don't say, the Mogad of Rom says, now that's like what we saw at Tosis, that you could really be Yotze from Shkia, from, but the Medaktikim wait till Tzeis HaKachovim. In other words, so this far to do it by Yom, that's like, it was like a Havamina of Tosis. Because Maisa, even so, there was a question also that I have to point out, or the post can point out that the question is, do you say something to Rabbanon Lekula Lechatchila? In other words, if you did it, it's something to Rabbanon Kula. The question is, do you say something to Rabbanon Kula Chachimo? So maybe saying that if you don't say, but it's not necessarily the best Malach. That's why Hamidaktikim, the Shulchan Aruch says, Hamidaktikim do it at Seisav Chachom. Because you have to point out something to Rabbanu Kula might only be a din b'di'evet. What?
I know plenty of people that Shabbos earlier got Sphere.
Oh, got Sphere later.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's okay. You know, Hanami, if you let, you should be more machmir when you end Shabbos than, when you count Sphere. Enough and up. People somehow get caught up with Sphere more than least. But you're right, that I agree with you. Shinan Shab is as late as possible. Yeah. So now let's take a look. There's a famous Rashi. And then later in the Tosis, by the way, is where Tosis says that, quotes the Bahag Shita on page 1, that, O Pasuk Malachas Gedolos in Hifsig Yom Echad Lo Sofer Shuvena Sofer, Shum Dubai Tmimus. That's the end of that Tosis. That's the Bahag. But again, as I've said to point out, that's not in the Gemara. It's a Pella also that most Rishonim never even. There's a Truvas Rambam. Says if you miss Sphere one day, should you count? So he says, of course you should count. Because you made a mistake yesterday, you're not going to count today. The Bahag, just made this Chiddush, but the Shulchan Aruch Paskin like it. And that's why it got its acceptability in Klal Yisrael. You know, everyone knows, you know this from when you're a little kid. You miss one day, you're out. But you can't count with a bracha anymore. That's a chiddush as it is. Okay. So let's see. There's a Rashi. And then, by the way, take a look at the Sfas Emes before page 3. So if you take a look at the Sfas Emes in page 3 here, on the Tosis, Menachas son of Vav Amaral. He says, there the Yochel Levarech, ain't the very move on him. The Mikol Kol Havi Savit Brachol Levatala. In other words, he says, maybe you could do the mitzvah, but how can you make the bracha? How can you make the bracha? It's a suffix bracha levatola, because dil meyomu, v'lo kiyem, afil mitzvah drabonin. V'yose efshal omer came in the zecher bavan, lo, he afil korv l'chashech avis shapir zecher. He says, maybe only it's because of it's zecher, so it's a zecher, so you know it's not even a derabbanan. It's even less than a derabbanan. He says, "Achlosu nekosu savik derabbanan lekula laotzi shapir," but it's mashma that savik derabbanan lekula you could do it. Efshar diyochol levarach shekosu lav davka, but also diyochol lispor. Maybe levarach doesn't mean, you know, just means you could count sphere, like we say, count sphere, tell sphere. But in Hananda, maybe you can make the bracha at Beina Shmashas. Right, but with the mitzvah you could do, of course, this is something to Rabbanu Kula. But maybe the bracha, maybe you have to say that the bracha is a shiloh of. If you hold, it depends what you hold. If you hold bracha levatola is deraisa, so then, not. Not necessarily, unless you're, you know, from this, you know, Rav Salvechik's camp of that it's a matir and you can't do, you know, that type of thing. But you're right. Hey. So he wants to say then maybe in a Hanami, you could. Okay, but that's a ha'ara. But you're right, the simple traumatosis is you're even making the bracha. So let us now see Rashi. There's so many svarim from Rashi. You know, like we know Rashi as a Mefarish, you know, Mefarish and Chumash, Mefarish. But then there's the Rashi as the Posek Rashi, you know, the Sefer Ha'ora, that's one of them, on page 4, and going on page 5, and then the Matzah of Vitri. Which one do you want to see? Well, let's see the Machzor Vitri. Okay, page 10. Let's see the Machzor Vitri.
I'll be there,
Rush. Yeah. We'll see it all. We can see it all. But let's see the Machzor Vitri. I mean, the Sefer Or is also Talmide, because it's saying, you know what? So let's go back to page 5. The Sefer Or, back to page 5. The Hanhag of Rashi is the Sfira Behektim. They said, Pe Pesach Lakser Shasibur Marim Tfilas Arvis Mibodyom. Rebbe, Imatsibur Yomim.
I know for us.
Yomim Mishvus below Bracha. Bona Rebbe. Bona Rebbe imatzibo yomim shvuos below bracha. Whereas he, Rebbe is Rashi, so he would be a dominion, and he would count together with the tzibur below bracha. Well, what's his logic? May ma'omar in eskor balayla bebeisi. So if I'm gonna, if I remember later when I come home, later in the evening. Then I'll make a bracha and count kiddin. Benimtsu shalazu b'chasi bracha levatala kodim shkiyas hachama. Because if I do it early, maybe it's the bracha of Atala. So I'm going to count now without a bracha. And then when I get home, if I remember, then I'll count again with a bracha. In Meshkach, and if I forget later on, Remanisi Yom Shavuos LaMitzvah. That's how it's brought in the Sefer Ora. A second. Let's look in the Machzor Vitri for example. Let's see. Page 10. Rebbe Hispal Shal Arvis Bayom. V'lo Rotzo Levarach HaSfir Sa'om Min Macherim Ki Hadoek Sheva Yaseh Bracha Levatalo V'sofer Im Macherim V'lo Birech Ha'inu T'miim Sfir Zulama. So they ask him, so what are you doing the sphere for? Omer Shema Eshkach V'nimtza Kereach Mikan U'Mikan. He says, because so this way I got it in.
One is the bits of count that the other is say terms not here completing the count.
Oh, so
you can't you skip days, you can't say you count, you can't say 137 into the count.
Right, so really all there's Shlita is saying having to have salvation there. That there are two dealing counting. There's one that is the mitzvah. And then even if you're not doing the mitzvah, but you're still holding cheshbon.
Sounds like Rashi.
Yes. And that's and we're gonna see the first scripture of Salvechik and others.
I once asked
some
people about this and they said and 49th day is your Shabbos. A lot of people daven early. Somebody, a lot of them have a panel tonight. Is there any point in the day?
Right.
Say it's only. Yeah, there is no.
Because it's over and
yeah.
This is not.
Yeah, so I haven't seen
it. Right, the last day.
I got no response.
Yeah. Right. Right. So this is a big yisod of Salveh. I saw it's quoted from the Ksav Sofer many years ago in a Torah journal that if you want to say mitzvah sfiras kavana even by the Rabbanon, but sfira even if you didn't have kavana, still don't have to. You're still holding by the count. The question is that's his big yisod. And owning can count also because, you know, we'll still be holding. It was even though an owner is not supposed to do the mitzvah, but he's not doing the Torah's mitzvah, he's doing the Torah's the count. So I would like to reassess that concept. Okay, I think I'm going to reassess this concept. Is there such a thing? Maybe there's no such thing. But you do the mitzvah. Either you do the mitzvah, you don't do the mitzvah. And maybe is there this, in other words, Rabbi Walter said, this brisker idea that the tzvei dinim, there's the mitzvah, and then even if you're not doing the mitzvah, but you're still counting, so to be yotzei the bahar, that you can still count. What do we say? There's no such thing as that. Either you did the mitzvah or you didn't do the mitzvah. There's no middle thing. And then if we say that there is, then we have to then reevaluate what Rashi is saying. Because it's interesting that Rashi, Rashi did that.
Sounds like.
I mean, the Rav used this as one of his. And I'll show you the first part down to Pia Shmua, the Masorah Journal, on page 23. You're going to see he writes it. It was written up from the Rav, the Rav's Torah, page 23. Shneur first minig Rashi. The Rashi holds like the Bahag. And he says, Mikom Malkom Maisa, but it's not the mitzvah. But Mikom Malkom Maisa Sphira Kopon and Mikri, Minyan Zeh. Shim Yishkach, Lo Yisbor, Lo Yamafsin, Yazah Sphira. Tab Shechi, Sifasam, Asphira, Adayim Kayom. So that's what I want to reevaluate. Is there another way to say? Because it's always good to rethink old things. I'm a big believer of reevaluating old things that people always say over, reevaluating it. Like, do you have to say this way? You know, someone want to say something?
Yes, Rashi, Rabbi, about Rashi. If he, following his shita, if he would be yotze by saying the sfira before shkia, then when he does the bracha afterwards, but says a kochavim, the bracha would be levatala.
Ah, so Rav Katan has another question. In other words, so what did he accomplish? So he wants to, he didn't want to do it with the people because maybe there'll be a bracha levatala. So but now maybe he's making it even worse. Because now he's counting now. Right. Got to be a bracha levatala later. Then for sure it'll be a bracha levatala. Did it all tonight? Did it all tonight.
That's it. Yeah.
Does it say? Does it say he did it all tonight? He says, L'rotza levarech. He doesn't say he made it tonight. No. But when people asked him,
that's the amount of super hour.
Let's see. Let's see. But maybe it means, that when people asked him, what are you doing? Whereas maybe the better idea, you see, I daven an early minyan, but I don't count with the, I let them count because it's after Shkia. I let them count. But what I do is, as soon as I go up, I always have one or two things I have to do. And then I repeat Kriya Shema, and I count Sfira. And then I go with every child, and we do their own Sfira together. That's like a part of the custom for these 7 weeks. But I'm afraid to count. But well, I'm firmer than Rashi. Is that what you say? I'm firmer than Rashi because I'm afraid for this reason. If I can't, then I can't count later with a bracha because then it'll for sure be a bracha if I talk. He would count in the shul with everyone else without a bracha. Then he would count later with a bracha, if he remembered. So. What are you saying?
Are you assuming that he didn't count later?
He said, I'm going to count if I remember. He said, if I'll remember, then I'll count later with a bracha. If I forgot, so at least I counted before. That's what seemingly his halacha was. But then there's... And Rav Katan asks very well, because if he counts later for the bracha, if he remembers, then maybe for sure it'll be a bracha of atal.
Rabbi, maybe Rashi's saying he didn't say the words. He just was yaitza by Shemaya Ka'ino. He had in Zin that with the chazan, in shul he's yaitza with the chazan, and then later he said the words with a bracha.
That doesn't change the status.
Rabbi?
Okay.
I saw...
Matzibur Pashas means he counts with the tzibur. Yes.
That
will
change the question.
Right. If you have this Hagdara of Rav Soloveitchik, that there's an Inyan of Sfira L'Shem Mitzvah, and then there's Sfira L'Shem Minyan. But it's a bit Kiddush. On one hand, you know, I grew up with that, you know, because I'm here. So certain things grew up with this for. But maybe the question is, maybe there's another way of saying, another Havana.
Okay.
Yeah.
On page 10, note number 9, he gives a tirutz to the Shaila.
Yeah. Yeah, the bottom.
Yeah, note 9.
I don't want to look at the bottom.
Oh, okay.
I don't want to look at the bottom. Because one of the things he says was Haron Ravagon Rav Yosef Fink said. And maybe he makes it tonight. Maybe he makes it tonight. And that's the pshat. He has in mind it tonight. Question is, and this is a big question. First of all, it doesn't really say he made it tonight. And second of all, is it possible to make it? This is a big shayla. Is it shayla to make it tonight by a mitzvah? Yeah. Maybe a t'nai is only like a face, like Kiddush. You know, there's a, we're going to see. There's a famous Oneg Yontif. Rabbi Hirsch and I, we have a discussion. What's the most famous Oneg Yontif? Is it the... We have a discussion. So one of us said one way, one of us said the other way. One of the things was to say, the Oneg Yontif has a whole tshuva. Is there... Can you make a t'nai by a mitzvah? Maybe t'nai is like by Kiddush. When you're when there's a no, but it's a in other words, you're creating a chalos based on your nafshava, so then you can make it a latnai. The das is a latnai, like I'm sure it's a das a latnai. But it is a concept of doing a mitzvah a latnai. Did the mitzvah? You didn't do the mitzvah. So.
You're just going to not hear from this idea or something. You're going to drop by just not hear it. It's from all the problems.
I don't know if you even have to say it's a matter. In other words, you're doing the shame minion. In other words, maybe you can't even make a profit.
If you're only
he doesn't. Yeah, you won't make a profit.
Or say, it's an idea that we're only not here to remember later. It's
Then the other question is, what? How early were these people davening? Presumably after plot.
End of
Maravik for plot. Okay. So I'm leaving you now with this question, and because I have to go give a share someplace else. So today I'm good to see we started. I wanted to start on the day that, you know, I don't want to lose the Haskalah. You know, it's like the Shita that says that if you forget the first day of Sfira, then for sure you can. Maybe in the middle you can, but the first day you certainly can't forget. So today was the first day of this month. I didn't want to miss, but I have to run give a share elsewhere. So we started. Bezer Shem tomorrow Bezer Shem 11 o'clock. 11 o'clock here, Bezer Shem. And we'll have the right packet. And okay? So.
Nice. Physical packets.
Yeah. Okay, we'll see. See what we can do. Okay. Are you able to see it in your phone or it's very hard? Okay, we'll see what we can do. Okay, so have a good day, everybody. And Baruch Hashem, 11 o'clock tomorrow. The Siyata Dishmaya. Joe, you'll put up this year.
Thanks, Ravi. Good Chodesh.
Good Chodesh to everybody.
Chodesh. Good Chodesh.